Two men have been sentenced to 20 to 25 and a half years in prison for shooting at Canton police officers. 23-year-old Braylon Smallwood of Canton and 22-year-old Trajan Allen of Massillon learned their punishment Tuesday. They pleaded guilty to multiple counts in common police court last week. The two ambushed officers at 12th Street and Logan Avenue Northwest June 29th. One officer suffered a minor wound. The Eastern County Grand Jury will not issue an indictment for a man charged with making a terroristic threat. The case of 24-year-old Joshua Paulus of Knox Township was bound over March 8th from Alliance Municipal Court. Police said he threatened to take a bomb to the Walmart in Alliance February 28th. He was also accused of saying he would show up at the West State Street store with guns blazing. Court records state Paulus made the threats to an employee in a Snapchat message. He was arrested at his North Shore Drive home the following day. The Alliance Board of Education prepares to put the wraps on another school year. During Tuesday's meeting, high school principal Christy Woodford summarized the experiences of the class of 24. She started with their adjustments to the post-pandemic learning environment and continued through their senior year. There are 206 graduates this year. 29 are National Honor Society members. 3 are enlisting in the military. 60 are graduating with Rise Up credentials that will allow them to immediately pursue work after graduation. Commencement will be May 19th. Louisville City Council Monday received March financial reports. WDPN's David Schurer reports.
$12,267 of miscellaneous office furniture was donated by Industrial Commercial Properties. Joseph A. Jeffries donated $10,000 for a batting building parking project, while Rich contributed $2,000 for the same project. The Backpack Program and various sports activities received the remaining $7,000 from 11 individuals for various organizations. The board also set a pay to participate and other student fees for the 24-25 school year.
Spring is here, and that means the arrival of road construction season. ODOT says a $1.7 billion investment into 248 projects in 17 counties will take place this year in Northeast Ohio. Route 62 will be resurfaced between Route 183 and the Columbiana County line, and on Route 183 from Beach Street to just north of Route 62, Main Street to north of Vine Street in Alliance. Work is slated to start in May. It will wrap in August. Cost is $2.1 million. I-77 will be resurfaced from just south of Route 62 to Route 30 in Canton. $1.3 million project will begin in September, with completion expected in August 2025. Jackson Township police have obtained a warrant charging a man with 8 felony counts of animal cruelty. 54-year-old Tome Stembolziowski previously lived in the 6800 block of Laco Springs Avenue Northwest. That's where officers investigating a complaint of animal cruelty found 8 dead animals in and around his former home Monday afternoon. The house appeared to be vacant. Court records say the dogs died of starvation. Salem man was killed in a Tuscarawas County crash. The Highway Patrol says a semi went off northbound I-77 in Franklin Township Tuesday morning, struck a tree and overturned. The driver was identified as 58-year-old Shelton McCoy. Patrol says alcohol is not a suspected factor. McCoy was not wearing a seatbelt. Crash took place just after 10:30. It remains under investigation. City of Salem currently unable to process death certificates. WFMJ-TV reports the registrar, who officially stamps the documents, left the position unexpectedly April 1st. Death certificates are needed to allow family or beneficiaries of the deceased to access bank accounts, life insurance, retirement funds, and more. The process is on hold until a new official stamp arrives to be used by the deputy registrar. The stamp expected to arrive in the next few days. Man charged with making a bomb threat at Eastern Gateway Community College, 41-year-old Matthew Alpiza of Cleveland, charged with vandalism, making false alarms, and resisting arrest. A dispatcher received a call Friday from a man threatening to detonate a bomb. Officers sent to the scene reportedly found Alpiza holding a phone and charger. He had no bomb, but said he needed officers to come because he feared for his life. Another court hearing scheduled for later this month. Franklin County judge ruled Tuesday an Ohio law banning gender-changing treatment for children cannot go into effect as planned. Common Pleas Judge Michael Holbrook issued a 2-week temporary restraining order Tuesday. The legislation would prohibit Ohio's children's hospitals from providing treatment like hormone therapy to minors and was set to take effect April 24th. Tuesday's ruling follows a lawsuit by the ACLU against the measure filed on behalf of 2 families in March. The ACLU argues the legislation violates the Ohio Constitution's rule requiring bills to be about one topic, given the measure also bans athletes' participation in sports not matching their gender. Provisions had been separate bills before House legislators combined them last June.